Rishalmi Trumos Daf Yud Aleph. We're starting from Yud Amid Beis. The Gemara continues discussing of Hananya's interpretation of the Machlokes at Tanoim, and the Gemara brought yesterday's Gemara was of Hananya brought down that according to Rav Yochanan, Beis Shammai would say a chiddush that if a person goes ahead and takes truma, takes olives in his hand to be mafish truma, and there's a pile of olives as well, he could mafish not only the truma that's in his hand, but the truma that's also in the pile as well could be mafish as well, that he could take truma from there. And that's a big kiddush, and the Gemara questions that kiddush. Gemara says, Amalei Rav Zeira. Zeira said to Rav Chanina, Lord, Kabbalah Ken, don't accept this. Don't agree to this halacha. Don't accept this halacha that he's such a shita that Rav Yochanan explains to Rav Shammai in such a way that you could go ahead and you could be mafish, it could also be chal on the separation of the truma that's in the pile. That's very difficult to understand because it doesn't make sense. Mekivan Sha'ama Arezu, when a person says, Arezu, the Arezu truma, this is truma, nifta master biyado. So then what's in his hand already becomes potter from truma. It becomes potter, and now it's chulin, it's now mutter. And now it's not chulin, and the rest of it is chulin. It also becomes chulin. So because what happens when you take the truma, so the first thing that the tevel that's in your hand, it makes it chulin. And the tevel in the pile is also considered chulin. And therefore, how are you going to go ahead and be mafish the truma that's in the pile, because what's in your hand is already kechulin, becomes automatically chulin. Once you take the truma in your hand and you say the lashon, I raise the truma, so b'meila, it automatically converts to, becomes chulin, and therefore it has no right ability to be able to be mafish what's in the pile, because that's chulin. Chulin can't be mafish. Like, chulin poter is a tevel? Can chulin poter tevel? Of course it can't poter tevel. So when you set truma, it can only be separated from tevel, but once it's already chulin, then it's not tevel anymore. What you said to the truma, it's now chulin, it's not tevel. So maybe if you can't do that, then you can't be mafish what's in the pile, because that's still considered tevel. So chulin poter is a tevel, and chulin poter tevel, of course not. So therefore, you can no longer do it. So how could Rav Yochanan say, according to Beis Shammai, that when you go mafish the olives in your hand, the zeisim in your hand also mafish the zeisim in the pile, how can that be? It automatically becomes chulin. How can tevel can? It's and chulin can't be mavatel, can't pater tevel. So how does it work in the parlor? Can't be such a sorcerer. So you can't say you can't holok of yochan and beishamai. It doesn't make sense of a kanina. So Dr. Gemara, no, we explain. I'm a kananya bari abhilo. Kananya explains. Everybody explains how does it work. It's a lumdus how it works. Biakas, it actually works at one time. Kimish on my rezu, person says, Arezu, this is truma from what I have in my hand, then automatically in one shot, niftamash biyado, niftamash lamatan. It patters what's in his hand and what's in low in the pile. It's not that it's two separate stages, two separate acts. And Mila the Gemara's cash is very good. How could Yochanan say Beis Shammai that it should be part of the pile? Because once the act number one, step number one, it becomes chulin in your hand and it can no longer patter the tevel that's in the ground. So, but my answer is no. The lumbus is that it happens at one shot. When you say zut truma, it patters both in your hand and what's in the pile. It all becomes chulin at the same moment. And mainly, therefore, it can be considered mafish truma, even what's on the ground, even what's in the pile. That's the explanation of what Rav Yochanan would understand Yochanan's explanation of Beis Shammai. The Gemara continues. Another halakha we said that if a person goes ahead, Hanani said a second halakha that a truma, you can't take truma if it's the other things mixed together with olives. Only the olives themselves can take truma. But if it's olives mixed together with another min, the halakha you can't take truma. It doesn't work. So, Gemara Chanina, what's the pshat? Near not dvarim and truma gadola. This lechara appears when he's talking about truma gadola. She's tricha litrom and amoika, because the truma gadola has to be separated from the produce that's minamuka, if it's right next to you, where it is, where you are. And that's what you're separating. So, Mela, clearly, if there's something else, the truma has to be right where the tevel is. The Mela, therefore, when you have other things that are other things in a different place, they're not right here, it's not going to be good. You won't be able to take truma from it. That's truma gadola, makes sense. But talking about in the case where you're separating truma for other things that are in the pile, we're talking about that would not work for truma gadola, because truma gadola has to be only for things that's but right here. That's it, right next to you. It wouldn't work what's in the pile on the floor. Now, if truma's meiser, Tzumas has to be an exact measurement of a tenth in measure, weight, and number. And mele, therefore, there's no din of it has to be namukav. It doesn't have to be close to you. It doesn't have to be surrounded near you. It doesn't have to be next to you. And mele, therefore, it should be able, as long as you have the thing, as long as you have that, you fulfill those three requirements of mida, mishkal, and minyan, that's the measure and the weight is the number is the same, exactly what it's supposed to be. The tenth of it, a tenth amount, then mele, then everything's included, and even what's in the ground would be included, even if it's other minim should be included as well. Because that's not, there, the Trumas Meiser has to be exactly 10, one-tenth of it, you can't do more, you can't do less, and mele, therefore, you don't have to be near each other. As long as you get that amount, it's fine. Munamukov is not a criteria. Munamukov is not a criteria for that. And therefore, by Trumas Meiser, would not be a problem. And therefore, such a case, that's when you'd be able to go ahead and take Meiser from even things that are in the pile. Says the Pnei Moshe to explain that we're about to be machmir by truma gedola, because there that truma has to be tichat sheyitrum and amukav asomach has to be right there, and therefore stam zaysim shemen it's not minamukav, it's not right here, it's on the pile, it's at different places, elamato lamaila etc. And mele, therefore it's not minamukav, it's not going to be good. But truma samaisa pishay in a tichal itar minamukav, so no yeshashi has to be a certain amount, as long as it be exactly a tenth, one tenth. And mele, if you have a tenth, whether it's here or whether it's not close to you, it wasn't a requirement anymore minamukav. Therefore, that's the way. In such a case, you'd be able to take Meiser Trumah even from what's in the pile, even that's not right in front of you. Tata Gemara. We said in the Mishnah, back to the Galak in the Mishnah, you can't go separate Trumah for olives, for shemen, or grapes for wine. You can't do that. It's only for Zaysim and Zaysim, and Yayin for Yayin, and Novim for Novim. Tata Gemara. We looked at the Mishnah, though. We looked at the Mishnah later in Daf Tezvav, Tamina Taninon. Ain't Toma not Toma Tor. You can't separate Truma Tarmai for Truma that's Tor. You have two separate paws of Tevil. One of them is Tamai, one is Tor. You can't go ahead and mix the two. You can't separate one from the other. But if you went ahead and you did it, the halacha is, then we say that the Tamai becomes Truma. And if you amaze it, it doesn't work. But Shogeg, it works. If you weren't sure that you set aside as Truma as Tamai, so we say the halacha would be that it would work, it would still work to be able to go ahead and be mavatel, and masha the truma. But if you did it b'mezid, it wouldn't work. There is a b'yosi. You might tov minatov minatov, b'yim v'shog b'mezid, masha osa osi. If you tarim tov minatov, or separate tov from tar, from produce that's tamay, from a pot that's tar, whether you're shog b'mezid, masha osa, whatever you did, and it's considered good. So the question is, obviously, what's the two? Why over there do we say that truma is good if he did it, but we say if he did it with something else, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. If he did it, it's not going to be good. Even with the evidence, it's not going to be good. So how do we explain this steer in the two? So the Gemara says, Mam Rav Yosiach, what does he say over here? Well, when you say separate truma from we said from Shemen, from Zaysim the Shemen, so the question is, would you agree? What's the Yossi say in this halacha, this Mishnah, Tanur Rav Shimon of Yossi? Would you say the same thing applies if you have truma from shemen from the zaysim from the shemen or the anovim from the yayin? Would you say that the halacha is as well? They would quote the Mishnah holds like Beis Hillel says that it would be considered no good. That if you wet it and you separate it, the evidence won't be good. Is that what we're saying? Even though you do it like atchila, but maybe the evidence be good, but come along telling you it's no good. Is that true? How could that be? So Ma'am told him, why can't it be good with the Evet? So the Gemara said, Ma'am came on, case of this place that's Tamei, Shekul, Hefsi, the Kohen, it's all a complete loss to the Kohanim because there's nothing they can do with it. I told my Masha, so you see, you say whatever you did. Which means it is, they can't change the fact. They ain't no Kula Hefsi over here. In the case of the olives, where it's not a complete loss. Look, Kohanim, it could be for the Kohanim. Look, culture can surely that look should be that it should be considered, it should not be considered good, according to Rav Yossi. Because there, Lamai said as a heter, if you, the Kohen can do something with it. So if the Kohen can do something with it, and the Kohen is a tirk of the Kohen, we said before, it's difficult for the Kohen, it's the mafs of the Kohen. We don't want to do that. So maybe the culture can, should not be, it should definitely not be good, according to Rav Yossi. So what's the halakha, what we say, quoting Rav Yossi, what you're saying that would be considered good? So Gemara said, let's see. Eshka, Tanavish Rav Yossi, we have a brisa that was found in the name of Rav Yossi. And he told us this, Hashemem, Lenavim Al-Yayin, Vim Torah, Beshami Omrim, Trumas Atzmanim, they're considered Truma with themselves, Beshil Omrim, Ein Trumas Truma, it's not considered Truma, it's not a good Truma at all. So we see that the halacha is Rav Yossi in the Braisa, we quoted the same as the halacha to our Mishnah. And we see Rav Yossi takes the same position as a Tana that tells you that it's no good that Shemin from the Zaysim for the Shemin does not valid, it's invalid. You can't take one for the other. So how does it work according to Rav Yossi? So at the Gemara, Machleif, Machlafe, she touched Rav Yossi. We have to go change around the sheet of Rav Yossi. Tamanu Amar Shase Yossi. In the case of the produce that became Tam, Rav Yossi says, whatever he did, he did it. Truma Smith, to be evident, is okay, and it's fine. But Halka, the main Truma, over here says, over here, in the case he didn't do it, Truma's not good. It's not a valid Truma. So one place you say that, but the evident, if he did it, it's good. The other place is, if he evident, it's no good. So how do we reconcile the sheet to look at two different opinions in Rav Yossi in the Braisa? How do we explain the difference? So at the Gemara, Taman, Tumen, Mitsuya. Here the case of Tamei, produce as Tamei, Gemara says, Eina Mitsuya. It's not Mitsuya. It's not really common. Therefore, it's not the, therefore, Tumen, Eina Mitsuya, because this Tumen is not around. People are not going to make a mistake and say you can separate Tumas and Mises from Tamei onto a Torah. That will not, they won't make such a mistake. Because it's not so common to have the tumah around. Avol, this Mashemen and Yahim Ayayim Mitzuyah name. Says the Mashemen and Yahim Adovim is found, is common. The Mount Omekin, if you say that, look, is that considered to be truma? If you did one against the other, if you did the truma Zaysim from the Anuf and the Anuf to the Yahim, would be considered good. Then it comes out that it's mutter to separate truma from olives from the shemen and avim la'ayin. And we say that's what they'll do. And we know before we already established it, the Yossi is mechamer and says that we don't do that. That we don't separate the two. That we don't do that. We don't make it a case of if something is tamei, we don't say that it becomes truma. It doesn't become a vatel. It doesn't change the status of the truma. So maybe therefore, at least according to that, we would come out to explain the price according to Rav Yossi, how Rav Yossi fits in. They were talking about a case, though, unusual case of where it's a tumah that's not very much found, and therefore we have you can use it to separate the trumas and meiser. It said you could do separate one against the other because ain't a mitzuyin, and we're not afraid it's going to get mixed up. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Mishnah ain't tumah al leked meshechan apeya. You can't separate tumah from leked meshechan apeya. You can't do that. The Selekat Shechel Peya, you can't do that. The says the Rafulda, Mishi Eishlo, Keri Shal Tevel, and Yochel Avishlo Truma Melekat Shechel Peya. She Lud Matas, the name belongs to him, doesn't belong to you. You can't take it. You can't Masakin something that doesn't belong to you. Should be something that belongs to Anim. You can't. That's to be yours. So you can't separate something that belongs to Anim. And Mele, therefore, like a Shukha Pei doesn't belong to you. You can't do it. You can't separate it. I'm going to have to go from something that's Hefker. Again, if it's Hefker, it's not yours. Whoever has it, it has to be owned by you. And it doesn't have a use. The only Master reason is another Russell. Not my reason that the Truma was taken from. Truma's Maisa was taken from. But Maisa Shani took the Shani. Now Maisa Shani with Hektish and Nifta was Nifta. Again, it doesn't belong to you. It's a Kozman when it's not Poida. It's considered Mama Gavohu. Therefore, yeah, it's not yours to determine, to differentiate, to say that they're going to be able to be mafreshit. It has to be mafreshit. It's not yours. Not something that's mechuyev, to something that's not. All these things that are separate, that are very different in its nature, you can't go separate. Torah, each one gives a separate thing. You can't go, two men's mindset has to be done separately. You can't do get mixed the two. New crop to the old crop, Kadosh. Not the peros that come at Yisrael, peros outside Eretz Yisrael. But peros of chutzlaretz, our peros aretz, or peros from our chutzlaretz, on behalf of our peros aretz, and make it to mix together with peros aretz, that you can't do. So in other words, so again, you can have fruit, the things from Eretz Yisrael, that you can go ahead, you can designate them as truma, that you could do. But where it's chutzlaretz, is a big chiddush, that you'd be able to go ahead and designate it and make it considered as if it's considered the produce of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, how does it work? How does that process go that you should be able to make it? We'll see it in the Gemara. Making pavement chutzlaretz that it's considered part of it is din chutzlaretz, and it memela. Therefore, we have the same obligation. We have the same obligation to all of them. And if one of these cases before you went in, you might did truma. Any truma, truma is not going to be good. All these cases, Mishnah just gave an example that they're not truma. Halacha is not considered truma. All these cases, people are going to try to see if they can go ahead and work it out a way, even b'diavad, to be malfish. But he's telling you, no, it's not going to be good. Even b'diavad, we don't allow you to remove from tevel, and that is something that is la halacha l'maisa. So the Gemara says the Gemara. That we said Lechet Shekel Peah is considered like his hefker. May therefore you can't go and separate it, take truma from it because it's not yours. Where do we see it from? Zok the Gemara, Yochel Ben Yahu Dekam Shlosh Mekaros Mekavar Matar. This is one of the three verses in the pasuk in the truma that are very mefurish in the Torah. That's mefurish in the Torah. That the Torah says clearly the halakha, it's explicit in the Torah. Ba Levi again, Chelik Nachle Imak. Levi will come, and he has no chelik with you, Nachle Imak. He has no portion with you. But you have it. Israel has, he has no portion. You have to give it to him. Not that's so if it's yours. But Levi has with you. You have, and he doesn't have. So you have to give him from yours. But if it's hefker, it's yours and his together. It's not yours to give. Both him and you are equal together. Now you're giving him from yours. Amen. Therefore, locus, there's no din. Doesn't require meiser. Doesn't require too much of meiser. The Levi has the same rights as you. He leket shilichet, you pay him hefker. The same thing, leket shilichet pay. It's all considered a din of hefker. And mele, all of them are hefker, because it's not yours, you have to give it away to the aniyah. And mele, therefore, a levi that's poor has a right to go as an ani, has a right to go collect leket shilichet like everybody else. And mele, therefore, he has the same right as you, and it's not you giving him, and therefore, it violates what the pasuk tells you. The halakha of the pasuk, it tells you that it has to be that you're giving to him, and chilik nakli mok does not apply over here. And that's why it's not going to, that's why Halakha can't be mafresh truma on that. So the Mishnah said, the Halakha about separating truma, the Halakha is the only what Yechiv Halakhov. You can't do something that you have a there's something you don't have a Chiv. Halakha found it in the Kulon. Didn't you not already teach all those cases? We already had the Mishnah left, all of them already said. Lekha Shekopeya and Hefker, all those things considered, but different, there's no but different truma samizers. Because itself, there's no din, there's no, it's not yours, it has to be yours. So the Mishnah already said that. So what's the Mishnah telling you now? That to repeat the halacha, we already learned the halacha before that you can't separate two from something that's a chiyuv al chiyuv that really can't do. So what's the why is the Mishnah repeating that? Lama lemisne says there marfuldo min ahep patu al chiyuv. We already learned all of them. We already explained all the two and chiyuvs already. He broke it down for us. All hefka lashon sheker leket shikru peya. So why are you telling me again that you can't take chiyuv al patur? So what's the Mishnah to repeat that for? Zok the Gemara telling you chiddush. Kedem assist the Mishnah is telling you, it'll be Paris of Yishlish. You can't separate from Truma from Paris that have grown a third. Gemara says, which is not a Paris of Yishlish, and to Paris that didn't grow a third. When is it considered? When is the Zman the Chiyuv of taking Truma from, separating Truma when it reaches a third of its growth? So therefore, you want to take from there together for another thing that didn't have Paris and didn't have Yishlish grow a third. That's part of from taking truma, and therefore you can't mix the two together. You can't go if you can't mix it. You can't now look. You can't do it. You can't put it together if there's no if you're part of from Iser, because you're part of from Iser because look, your shlish is not yet the time that you're mechuyev to give it. So therefore, the one said that would be halacha would be the part of anything else which is teaching us that these cases are not in growth third. It becomes part of. And therefore, all the cases really before that we compared this to. And look, there's no din of Trumas Maisers. You're potter for it. You're potter from Trumas and Maisers. Zok the Gemara, Mishnah Tara, ain't Trumas Truma. If you went and you separated Truma in these cases, now look, it's not considered a good Truma. Gemara says, what's the pshat? Why isn't it a good Truma? Adaiti the Chizkio, Gemara says, according to Chizkio, Zekol, everyone agrees to this halacha. According to Chizkio, everyone agrees. Adaita the Rabbi Yochanan Machlokes. It's a dispute. It's a Machlokes. Says the Marfula to explain. What does this mean? It means that if you go ahead, that the Adaita the Pluk to the Chizkio of Yochanan about halacha that we said earlier. Chizkio said Lomim Beshamin Tom Lachachila Zaysim Al Hashemin. You cannot be Tomim Lachachila except Zaysim Al Hashemin. Not the whole thing. You can't do the other way. Then we said later on that halacha was the other way around. You can even do it but both ways. So the which is the correct way? So Marcel died to the Chizkio, but the Riakol, according to Chizkio, Shita, everyone agrees that this is what it needs. That everyone agrees that the halacha of this halacha they were talking about of mixing together the truma with the shemen with the truma that has to be taken. This has to be something separate that can't be mixed together. It can't be mixed together, and it can't be that there's a problem. That he tells you halacha would be that if you designate this way, it comes out that you never. You weren't able to take Trumas Maisers, so you can't have any benefit from your thing. It's all usher. It's all usher. It's considered tavel. It's usher. So the Gemara says, so my wife, the Chizkio de Akol, the Chizkio de Akamaklokas. So according to everyone, depends on it is. So it depends how you read them, you learn the sugya. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he'll learn that it's, they were called, everyone agrees that you can go ahead and do so. Everyone agrees that you can go ahead and take the, separate the Truma and put the Truma onto the, onto something else and take the truma. And even though the ma'aseh, it's not going to be yours, it's not you're going to give it up. It's not going to be yours. However, right now it's yours, and therefore halacha you're allowed to do that. The chizkiyo, dir yakol. I thought Rav Yochanan in the machlokas. But according to Rav Yochanan, it would be a question of machlokas. According to Rav Yochanan, who says that the Beisham Ma'ashita is that it applies to everything. So therefore, you would hold that according to this, would apply to everybody, even those who are obligated to pay and never paid. Is the local B? This will be part of what the responsibility is. Everyone is a dispute until if you say there's no dispute, then they have to pay the money. You have to go ahead and this is what everyone agrees. You have to go to the Mafresh. But if Dr. Yochanan never calls, everyone agrees it's a makloka. It's not a deraisa, and therefore. In such a case, if it's not going to be halacha, would be a konyoka. It's a matter of machloka is what to do with the bittul, and the Gemara is coming out that the halacha is one does not have to go do so to be able to go ahead and value the chiluk that the Torah is telling you in what he is supposed to be doing.